Right, we're here at the Microsoft booth, pre-CES, and I'm talking to Benko from the Mouse 2.0 project. You might have seen that Channel 9 video. And we're here to talk about a new product that we're announcing. How you doing, Benko?
Pretty good.
Good to see you again.
Yep.
So this is your first time at CES, first time in Vegas?
First time. Very nice. Yeah, excited.
And you're here to talk about some multi-touch mouse that we've announced.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk to you about the Microsoft Touch Mouse, which is the new product that Microsoft Hardware is going to ship in June this year. And I've actually had a lot to do with bringing it to the shelves.
So let's talk about that a little bit. You know, I see you around at Microsoft Research. I also saw you working with the Mouse 2.0 project. Mm-hmm. What is your role at Microsoft?
So I'm a researcher in Microsoft Research, which means that I get to tinker with cool technology. So you've actually interviewed me a couple times, so you've seen some of the previous projects that I've been working on. A lot
you
of
got
touch.
Cool toys.
Yes. Well, that's what I aim to do. I do a lot of touch-based interactions, a lot of gesture interactions. Different kind of projects. But this particular project is actually a continuation of the Mouse 2.0 project that we presented last year. So we actually took one of the mice that was developed as part of that research project. And research project was really a collaboration between Microsoft Hardware, Applied Sciences Group, and two different labs of Microsoft Research. And we developed five different prototypes, and we selected one eventually to really try to make this into a product. And today I'm really happy to say, you know, this is
the
product.
It is.
It's
the
best touch mouse for Windows 7, yeah.
Very cool. And we've got some of the early prototypes here, too.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about these.
Well, so this is kind of an interesting kind of storyline because here you see the original Cap Mouse, which was part of the Mouse 2.0 research. So this was still part of, this was our research project.
So that was the one you used at your desk?
Yes. Yeah. Well, this was the one that we first prototyped. And here, next to it, you actually see the progression of some of our thinking and some of our prototypes in making what we are showing today, the Microsoft Touch Mouse. So you see how the form changes, where the sensor is, and how it's morphed into it. You also can see here our first prototypes with the final form, and then later on in this final form, you actually see the laser etching, which denote where the sensor is underneath, so the user has a little bit of a tactile feel when they move their fingers along the along the surface, so that they know that they're being sensed, and they get some of that nice feeling to scroll and move their fingers.
So how long have you been using one of these capacitive mice?
Well, about a year and a half at this point, yeah. At different stages, right, the original Cap Mouse did not have the same functionality that we have today. So there, as you can see here, there's different prototypes, and each of them was tuned to different things and to explore different things. Some of them we used to optimize the scrolling experience. Some of them were used to optimize the gestures, et cetera. But I've been using the kind of the more final prototypes for several months now, and I'm completely hooked on it. I find it hard to use other mice at this point.
So you go to other mice, you're trying to do gestures on.
Oh yeah, yeah. Totally.
And what's your mouse of choice at home?
Well, I have a couple of these prototypes. They're all kind of spread around the house, so I have to be careful when other guests come around to kind of collect them around and then bring them back. But yeah, I definitely like this one. I also, for the living room, for kind of a more mobile space, I like to use the Arc Touch Mouse just because it's foldable and I can easily put it next to the couch and then just snap it when I want to.
Yeah, I do that too with the Arc keyboard too.
Exactly.
It's a great compliment.
Yeah, it's a great compliment.
So talk a little bit about the hardware here. There's one mechanical button in the mouse.
Right.
And how does that work with having two capacitive buttons?
Oh, well, the whole premise of this mouse is that we really wanted to design a good mouse. This is a great mouse, just a standalone mouse. So you can do everything that a typical mouse can do, right? You can left click, right click, you can scroll and do all this kind of stuff. But then on top of that, you have these gestures. But we do that on top of an unbroken surface. So as you said, you have one button underneath, one physical switch underneath. But you can really do left and right click. And really the way that we do that is by looking at what is happening on the entire surface and determining where your fingers are. So for left click, you just press with your finger. If you lift your finger up a little bit, you get the right click.
Okay.
And we actually thought that that might have been a compromise for some folks, but in our user research, we actually found out that majority of folks naturally perform that even on a mouse that has two separate buttons. Most mm-hmm. folks actually do lift their index finger when clicking. So this wasn't really a big surprise to most of our test users.
Great. So we're looking at the prototypes here, and this is from earliest to the latest here. And one of the things that I noticed right off the bat is that they're corded up until you get to the later models. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, that's a great question. Well, it's important to realize that the first three of them, and actually all of them, are just different progressions in the prototype stages for this actual product. So the early ones are corded because it was easier for us to prototype them, and we really wanted to generate a lot of early prototypes, really functioning prototypes, so that we can give them in the hands of our test users and see what they think, how they feel, what they do. This was still in the exploration phase when we were trying to nail down the form of the mouse. Then we made this big step to the wireless one, and that is a really big jump. It required us to completely re-architecture the inside firmware and hardware inside, and as well as to start worrying about transmission of the data, because we do send a lot more information than a typical mouse would. We managed to maintain very high frame rates so that you can actually track your fingers reliably. You can do all sorts of flicks and fast movements on top of the mouse without necessarily losing track. But in addition to that, you need to be able to have a long battery life and all the kind of constraints that you expect from a typical peripheral on the table. So yeah, that's a big step, and then that took a lot of work and a lot of effort to re-engineer, and then the latest one you see actually has the final etching and final look and feel.
So tell us a little bit about the gestures. What went into determining what gestures would ship with the product?
So there were a couple things that we looked at. We looked at we explored, even during the Mouse 2.0 stage, we explored a whole bunch of different interactions and looked at which interaction models make most sense. So if you remember that research, there was an approximation of surface-like behavior on the Windows, right? So doing lots of pinching and moving and resizing and things like that. We looked at gaming. We looked at window manipulations. And we selected for the particular cat mouse moving on into the product, we selected the Windows desktop and really optimizing your desktop experience as kind of the target experience that we wanted the end user to have. As given that goal, we really optimized all our gestures, all our techniques to give the user the ability to access all of these things that usually you have to target small buttons on the screen, but now you can do it anywhere your cursor is. You literally just swipe your fingers and you get the particular functionality. So we selected the most frequently used ones, the ones that we thought would be the ones that really highlight the windowing experience, such as scrolling in all directions, so panning and scrolling, flicking. So this gives you an ability to kind of hyperscroll, go through many, many different pages, as well as minimizing, maximizing, snapping windows left and right, which is a nice Windows 7 feature. And in addition, to give you the ability to clear all your desktop, to basically show the desktop, minimize all your windows, and also switch between tasks. So those are the little bit more advanced features there. We also are the... We did not want to forget the most dexterous of your fingers, which is your thumb, right? So this mouse actually lets you use your thumb for all the features that you want to do. So the thumb gestures are available as well, and thumb is used to go back and forward in a browser or through images, anything that you can do back and forward in there. So anything that has pages in a PowerPoint presentation, let's say.
Great. Well, thanks for showing us this today.
Sure. My pleasure.